It's Monday, October 12th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. Scrooge McDuck riches, more and less bandwidth, Axios looks at big tech diversity, and the lie and fallacy of as a service. This is the Business of Tech. Kicking off the day with analysis in Red Monk by analyst Stephen O'Grady. Quote, "The technology landscape today is a Scrooge McDuck level embarrassment of riches," end quote. With that, there have never been more options for trying to build a business on the internet, and a massive variety of software can both flourish and be reliable. With this brings complexity. This leads to what O'Grady believes is a burgeoning opportunity for a cloud provider or enterprise software company to own the developer experience by building application development tools that are designed to work together as seamlessly as an iPhone. And a key piece of the puzzle from Protocol. Quote, "The people and companies who figure out how to make customers enjoy using their tools rather than merely tolerate them will be in an excellent position to win business from people who like to hear a simple promise. It just works. Why do we care? There are parallels to services, too. The key value being discussed here is reducing complexity. That's true, not just in the software being developed, but also in the deployment and integrations. Longtime listeners know I rail against digital transformation as just something you should be doing for customers. I don't feel the same about customer experience, and this is evidence of that value. It's often undervalued as a feature. Most efforts focus on making sure technology does what it's supposed to and often misses out on the does it do it elegantly. That elegance of implementation can also be thought of as a premium. This is the value that luxury brands bring. When something is desirable, it's more valuable and there's profit to be had." Comcast has announced trials of gigabit plus download and upload speeds over their existing cable wires. This trial is a hybrid, mixing fiber and cable with cable used for the last mile. Also in bandwidth, Bloomberg is reporting on connectivity issues in Europe too, with the pandemic exposing significant issues with the availability of broadband, and governments in Italy, Spain, and France looking to invest in their infrastructures. Why do we care? Buried deep within the comments on the Ars Technica article is a reference to Fort Collins, Colorado, which in 2018 fought to build their own network, and did. Rolling it out this year. The network is now live. That's a local investment. How many enterprising services firms will break out of this limiting situation by partnering with local governments to solve this problem? This is clearly not for everyone, but I'm convinced there's opportunity here. Don't wait for the telcos to solve it for you. Build a business. Lobby your local government. Fixing connectivity is going to be a competitive advantage. And I included the European angle because other governments will see it too. Not everyone listening to this will move on it, but the ones who do will unlock a lot of value. I want to highlight some reporting in Axios around diversity in tech. The headline is that the gaps are big. The reporting did analysis across Microsoft, Apple, Google, and Facebook and showed what you would guess. Male and white dominated. Quote, "In most cases, whites and males make up an even larger percentage of those in technical roles, as well as in management and executive ranks. In tech, these are the groups that are best paid and wield the most power inside the companies." Why do we care? This does match some of the research this podcast has done around IT channel leadership, released last month, revealing a cohort that is 82.3% white, 19.29% female, and only 1.83% black. In the last segment, I talked about unlocking value. I'm convinced this is another area to unlock. The studies say it. Now, who will move? File this story under opposing views. Coming out of the Canalys Forum, Mike Norris, the head of Computacenter, Europe's largest reseller, called the idea of selling tech based on consumption a lie and a fallacy created by the marketing machines at some of the largest hardware vendors. Quoting the Register, "If I was a vendor, I would want a consumption model," he said. "I see absolute logic in why I would want to sell as a service and not sell capital goods. I do think vendors have to be careful because I don't think customers want to buy that way if they can avoid it," Norris added. He said some vendors were fixated on consumption models. Why do we care? I've long been a fan of everything as a service, and so I disagree with this blanket statement by Norris. There's plenty of evidence that selling bundles that include hardware makes sense. That said, he makes two points I want to highlight. First, vendors do promote what they want, and they'll wrap it in marketing to convince services companies to do it. Second, the data says that the best performing solution providers have a mix of hardware, software, and services sales, and are not exclusively service-based. The mix matters. No absolutes. Ever. Including that statement. Acronis invites you to the Acronis Global Cyber Summit, the premier event dedicated to connecting the IT channel and IT pros with actionable insights, solutions, and strategies for effective cyber protection. Bringing together service providers, value-added resellers, CIOs, and ISVs, the summit is the world's largest gathering of thought leaders and industry experts sharing insights and advances in the field of cyber protection. Featuring a long list of speakers, sign up for free at acronis.events/summit2020. You'll even be able to catch me doing Why Do We Care online. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening. We'll talk again tomorrow.